But let's begin with the slew of economic data out this morning because of that shortened holiday week. Weekly jobless claims fell to their lowest in 52 years. But PCE, which is, of course, the Fed's preferred measure of inflation, moving in the opposite direction. Let's bring in Yahoo Finance's Emily McCormick, who's got a breakdown of all those numbers for us this morning. Emily.
Well, Akiko, some stronger and hotter than expected economic data out this busy Wednesday morning. I'll start off with the Bureau of Economic Analysis's October personal consumption expenditures deflator, which showed yet another elevated print on inflation. Now, the PCE deflator rose by 0.6% month on month in October. That accelerated from the 0.3% monthly rise that we saw in September. And on an annual basis, we saw that up by 5% year on year, a tick below the 5.1% increase that had been expected. But this is still the fastest rise that we've seen since 1990 for that broadest measure of PCE. Now, taking a look at the core personal consumption expenditures index here, that is the Fed's preferred inflation gauge, stripping out volatile food and energy prices. That was still up by 0.4% month on month, meeting expectations and also accelerating from the 0.2% rise in September. And on a year over year basis, that was up by 4.1%. Again, about the fastest we've seen in three decades. Now, this data is all coming as, of course, we've gotten a number of inflation prints at multi-decade highs. Just earlier this month, the consumer price index was shown to have risen by 6.2%, or the fastest growth rate we've seen in more than 30 years in October as well. But also want to point out, based on some of the other economic data out this morning, despite these elevated inflationary pressures, consumers are still spending, at least for the time being. Now, we also got new personal spending data out from the BEA for October, showing a 1.3% rise in personal spending for the month, and real personal spending was also up by a better than expected 0.7% versus a 0.3% rise during the prior period. Now, on a related note, also want to highlight some information we got out from the University of Michigan's final November Consumer Sentiment Index. That revision now showing the index at 67.4, still about the lowest level in a decade, but at least a little bit better from the prior print 66.8. But we are still seeing consumers citing concerns over how rising inflation is going to be impacting their own personal finances. And then I'll end things on, of course, the positive note that we got on the jobless claims front. Those actually falling to their lowest level since November 1969. Those coming in at 199,000 for the week ended November 20th. Definitely a better than expected print and a drop of more than 70,000 from the prior week's revised level. So guys, really a mixed batch of economic data here, but all of this really pointing to a firming economic recovery, especially on the labor market front. The tightness that we're still seeing in the labor market, all contributing again to these persistent inflationary pressures, guys.
Emily McCormick breaking that all down for us. Thanks so much for